He's not proud. Phil's a bit needy, if you're honest.
Right, are we ready?
No. Yes, yeah, straight on. Well, good morning from me. I'm Tony, and as Elizabeth said, it's my privilege to share God's word with you. And this sermon brings our series on the purpose of the church to an end. In my opinion, anyway, it's been an important series, laying a foundation for us as a church, exploring what we're all about, which I think is crucial in a time when things are changing so rapidly. And a booklet is being produced to summarise what has been taught over these weeks as a reminder in the months to come, and also a resource for those who are joining the church to give them a flavour of what we're about and of who we are. In summary, the purpose of the church, as described in the New Testament, is that we are a colony of heaven. We're bringing heaven here down on earth. We're citizens of heaven, but living on earth. Roman citizens living in Philippi and the other Roman colonies sought to bring Rome to their cities. So we, as citizens of heaven, seek to bring heaven down to earth. We're also, the church is a temple. It's a place where you meet with God. Where previously the temple and before that the tabernacle were places you can meet God on earth, now God lives in his church, his people. Not a meeting, not a building, but in his people. We together are his body, and God dwells in his body. The church is the place where heaven came to earth, the place where heaven comes to earth. And this week, I want to focus on what I consider to be the major challenges that I and others see in us fulfilling that purpose as the church. The challenges that Hope Church faces, but also the church in the UK, the church in the West generally. To fulfill our purpose, we must overcome the drift towards individualism and consumerism. A drift towards being critical spectators. And this drift is not just found in churches. You may have come across a letter a London headmaster sent home to his parents a few weeks ago. In the letter, he talked about the access parents had to class teachers. And then at the end of his letter, he said the following. However, a number of parents have taken advantage of this new access to send highly critical messages of advice to teachers about how to do their jobs and questioning their training, skills and competence. Can I encourage all those particular parents who now consider themselves to be educational experts to sign up for teacher training at their earliest convenience? Since there are never enough teachers, and I expect many will be leaving the profession after this year. There are now a number of different access routes into teaching, and I've included the UCAS link below, which explains all the options. I will also update you if we have any teaching vacancies at Woodbridge over the next few weeks, which, if messages continue, I am thoroughly expecting. Tongue in cheek, sharp and funny, but highlights the problem of being critical, opinionated consumers rather than participants. In my original sermon describing the purpose of the church, I quoted from the hymn found in Philippians chapter 2, which I said was crucial to us being a colony of heaven. It outlined what it means to be a citizen of heaven. We are called to have the same mindset as Christ, that of servants, participants rather than consumers or critical observers. Therefore, If you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, consider and value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. For us to fulfill our purpose, our calling, we must be servants. We must want to serve other people. Our focus should not be on ourselves, my rights, my calling, my desires, my preferences. It's about serving others, serving God and serving his creation. Many other scriptures also point to this active role for Christians. We're not called to be consumers, but followers, soldiers, servants, part of a body where every member has a contribution to make. We're meant to be playing the game, not being critical spectators like some parents. I enjoy running. I also enjoy athletics, watching athletics. But my real interest is going out for a run. When watching athletics, which I've done a little bit over the weekend with the indoor championships, I feel when I'm seeing people running, I feel as if I'm competing. I'm running with the athletes. Watching athletics makes me want to go out for a run. However, with football, I'm very much a spectator rather than a participant. I've not played football for over 40 years, and I've got no intention of doing so soon. But I do watch as much as I can. And if you look at fans' forums, you will know that football spectators are an opinionated bunch. Most think they could do better than the manager. Not being an active footballer, it's easy to fall into the role of critical observer. Teachers, my wife is one, tell me the same can be true of Ofsted inspectors. Being out of the classroom role, it's easy then to be critical and unrealistic of others. To fulfill our purpose as the church, we must be players, not spectators. And not just playing, but playing as a team, not just as individuals. Christianity is a team sport where we participate in it rather than be spectators watching, sitting back from being involved and just having an opinion about others. We're not meant to be Christians by ourselves. We're meant to be part of a body, part of a team, part of a church. It's together that we bring heaven down to earth. However, people are increasingly seeing passivity as a problem. These are quotes from Francis Chan in Letters to the Church, the book that we've been following in our Zoom life groups. It's no secret that most people who attend church services come as consumers rather than servants. We see the foolishness in this, but it feels as if we have resigned ourselves to it. It's no secret that church buildings are currently full. This was obviously written before church buildings weren't currently full. But church buildings are currently full of self-centered people coming to consume. The answer is not just telling them to stop being so selfish, Pastors need to encourage them in helping the lost and desperate around the world. By catering our worship to the worshippers and not to the object of our worship, I fear we have created human-centered churches. Powerful words. We live in an individualistic consumer society, and there's always pressure to conform to society rather than transform it. Our purpose calls us to change the world, to bring heaven to earth. As Paul says in Romans, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our minds, so that we can discern what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We therefore need to break this creeping mindset towards opinionated consumerism. And there are some aspects of lockdown that have made it worse. There is less opportunity to serve. As we seek to follow government guidelines, which we should, it can seem as if there's less opportunities to serve. So easy to get out of the habit of serving, not only in our services, but in other ways. Mental health issues limit the energy we have available to give and serve. The busyness of some, balancing work and family and homeschooling, it makes it difficult to have time and energy for anything wider. Not physically seeing people makes it difficult to serve. Many gatherings force people to be passive consumers. For example, online services like this. How can you realistically contribute? You can put something in the chat, but you're watching. It's hard. It's so easy to just sit back and offer opinions. I don't like that song. I don't like that worship style. To offer opinions about the sermon, which I'm happy for you to do as long as they're constructive. Finally, the opportunity to surf the web, to find the most entertaining services, the best preaches, the most uplifting music, or the musical style that we prefer. It can turn us into consumers. I know some people are going to multiple services every Sunday. Others going rarely just when it suits them, watching recordings and fast-forwarding bits they don't like. All this accelerates the pull to consumerism over serving and participating. We can get used to the ease of sitting in our home, multitasking, being un-